Wednesday, 2:10 p.m. in study hall. Although I was still a bit traumatized by Tiffany and all the drama in biology, I was looking forward to hanging out with the kids from the science club during lunch. Sophia and Chase sat at our table and shared their list of creative ideas for the club. They both fit right in and got along really well with the guys. I suggested that the Friday meeting in the science lab be a membership drive and party, complete with queasy cheesy pizza. Everyone loved my idea. We all agreed to place science club sign-up sheets all around the school and not just in the boys' locker room. Lee and Mario volunteered to handle the pizza and soft drinks. Patrick and Sophia agreed to do decorations. Drake offered to be our DJ and suggested a science-themed playlist that included his favorite old-school song, "She Blinded Me with Science." That's when Chase excitedly suggested that the party theme be Blinded by Science and volunteered to make matching posters. She also had a brilliant idea for cool party favors that we could get super cheap from the dollar store. I reminded everyone how important it was to invite friends and other students to our science club party. Science club meeting. Our goal was to show that science could be fun and exciting, as well as interesting. Anyway, everyone was so fired up that we completely lost track of time. By the time we finished planning our event, lunch was over and we had less than a minute to scramble to our next class. I wasn't all that worried about being late until I realized it was PE. Yesterday, we'd spent the entire class discussing the basics of horseback riding and how to do it safely. And today, we were actually going to be riding. That's when I suddenly remembered Tiffany's warning about the importance of getting to the horse stable 10 minutes early to select a horse. Just great! I took off running and prayed that I'd get there before it was too late. I quickly got dressed in my riding outfit and rushed out to the stable to sign up for a horse. But unfortunately, only one was left. Buddy the Pony? I just stared at him in shock. He was the evil horse, pony, that everyone was afraid to ride. "Look at that nasty, ugly beast," Tiffany sneered from behind me. "I think poor little Buddy is absolutely terrified of you." I was so mad, steam was practically coming out of my ears. But there was also steam coming from another place. Buddy's backside. Ooh! OMG! The stench of his gas was awful! That pony smelled like he'd eaten 19 cans of baked beans and 7 really dirty, stinky gym socks. The entire class rode out of the stable to the trails, except for Buddy and me. "Come on, Buddy, let's go," I groaned and tapped him with my feet. Buddy gave me a dirty look and neighed loudly. "Quit complaining," I fumed. He angrily stomped his foot and passed more gas. Then he dashed out of the stable and down the trail and turned into a wild bucking bronco. "Help!" Tiffany and Ava rudely pointed and laughed. "Yeehaw! Ride 'em, cowgirl!" "Wow, this is the funniest rodeo clown show ever," Tiffany giggled. "Nikki, you're a goofball." I could not believe those girls were making jokes when I could have been seriously injured or even killed by that crazy horse. However, after 10 minutes, Buddy must have exhausted all his negative energy because he suddenly calmed down and trotted along the trail and back to the stable like a show horse. Everyone, including my teacher, was impressed that I had tamed Buddy with my superior horsemanship skills. But Tiffany and Ava just glared at me and rolled their eyes. When we got back to Buddy's stall, I fed him a carrot for his good behavior. Then he passed gas, smiled at me, grunted, and fell fast asleep. My Little Pony was my best buddy ever.